Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello and welcome inside. Final hour tonight, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Well-dressed hobo.
Live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Now, I've kind of had a heavy show tonight. A lot of O.J. Simpson talk, obviously. Look, biggest story going on.
It's heavy stuff with a lot of different extensions back into society and pop culture. So, yeah, it can't be ignored. It still lives 30 years later.
But now, because we've had a heavy show, let's do something a little fun.
Yeah.
Both you and I filled in during the day yesterday, so we were both off last night.
Yeah.
So I was able to go to trivia for the first night with Pam. I told you they went to the championship last week and they lost, but just like bowling, like the new, you know, trivia starts in next week. So because we were going on Wednesday, we said, wait, let's get everybody in. And so my dad came with us and Zoe came with us. So it was pretty cool.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah. I mean, and they serve food in the bar so Zoe could be there because, you know, she's only 15.
What did you think I was going to ask that question?
My dad went out in public late at night, like past 7 o'clock at night. Yeah, it was weird.
That's how you know the Yankees are good.
Did he wear a ski mask with a Yankee logo
No.
Like he was Spider-Man?
Did he tell people he was Anthony Volpe?
No, but he didn't wear a Yankee hat, though.
I bet he did.
So I have the two big sports questions they gave us last night.
Okay.
But first, I want to say this. So we're getting ready to start trivia, and they always play a song to give you a clue. Like, they tell you the question, and then the guy will play a song that will kind of be some kind of clue to the answer. Like, they'll say, hey, what book written in 1951 was an allegory for society that was published, that was the biggest selling book this author ever had? And then, you know, you go, okay, and then the song that would play would be, they'd play Jump by Van Halen. And you would have to then go, okay, Van Halen, Jump, what is it, Van Halen? Oh, it's off of 1984. Oh, 1984, right? So that's your answer. So they do clues like that. Yeah. So I'm joking around with my dad. My dad is really smart, like stuff like trivia, like he knows. But I tell the rest of the team, I go, yeah, anything before 1960, this is the guy that's going to answer it. Ah. So I'm going, yeah, what are you going to know, Dad? What are you going to know? What are you going to know? He's going, I don't know. What are you going to know? And then, you know, then the first question is, okay, first question is, what were the first three locations that the television show NCIS used as settings for their show? And I just looked at my dad and I said, what? MVP! MVP! And they started.
Sure, he didn't write that question.
And they started playing Ooh La La by the Faces as a guest. I'm going, oh. And my dad's going, give me the paper. I got it. And I'm just sitting there singing Ooh La La because it's one of my favorite songs. And my dad is trying to write stuff down. And I'm going, poor old granddad. He's going, would you stop? I'm trying to write down. I go, Dad, I already know two of the answers from the song.
Zoe started singing it.
Hey, Zoe knows the Faces. Zoe's just a big 70s fan. And she knows that song because they did it in Daisy Jones and the Six.
Yes.
So I'm just sitting here, I'm just saying, wish I knew. And my dad's going, would you just stop? I can't concentrate. So he writes down the answer. I go, well, Dad, obviously, Ooh La La. Two of the answers are Los Angeles and New Orleans, right? He goes, well, how'd you know? I go, well, La La, Ooh La La's got to be the clue. Los Angeles, Louisiana, New Orleans. He goes, yeah, you're right. But he got it right. He wrote it down, and not many people got it right. And so my dad was really excited about that.
Well, what's the third one? It's L.A., New Orleans.
D.C. was the very first one, right? It was like, oh, my dad knew. Like, anything a long time ago. And I go, oh, if we have a CSI category, we're going to sweep. Like, Dad, you're going to be great. So we're doing pretty well. We wound up coming in fourth, I think, because the question we got at the end, we didn't get it right.
They didn't win because you were there.
No. No.
They normally clean up.
Well, here's the thing. When I've gone before, we've come in third, second, but we had two sports questions last night, and I didn't get the second one.
Did you have stage fright because Zoe was there?
No.
Disappointed?
It was fun that Zoe could see us talking about fun, important stuff. Because one time I had to look at Pam and I go, the answer is not this. The answer is Zeus. They're playing Thunder Road. Thunderbolt. Zeus. It's not Poseidon. She's like, I don't understand. Listen to the song. It's the clue. It's Thunder Road. Is this Thunder Road? This is Thunder Road. And Zoe's looking at us both like, what the hell is going on?
And over in the corner,
on?
A couple of folks are doing their best Springsteen.
So here's the first sports question that I got. Because, again, as soon as the guy says sports, everybody at the table looks at me, and I'm like, great. Okay. Now, this one's pretty easy. Steve DeSay, you're going to play along here. And Frostberg, you're going to play along here. Where's Tyshirt? Oh, Steve DeSager's got to be able to play here. Tyshirt's not going to turn your mic. Look, because Tyshirt had to
leave.
Ooh la la. All right. Well, the first one you would know, Steve. We'll get Tyshirt back for the second one because the first one's pretty easy. The first one was, okay, Major League Baseball. I'm like, all right, good. Major League Baseball. I got it. And they said, okay, in 2023, Major League Baseball increased the size of what by 20%? And I said, oh, I got it. And I wrote it down. And I said, okay, it was pretty easy. What did Major League Baseball increase by 20%? What item did they increase by 20%?
The cost of your nacho helmets.
Yes. No, that's 90%.
Yeah, the bases.
That's 90%. No, the bases, right? So
not
right, the bases.
Quite the orange base that you had when you played travel ball. Right.
the orange bases for the runner, the white bases for the
You know
the
what,
field.
Though? But I always talk to the ump. It's like, I can use the orange base, the throw's coming, right? It's like, yeah.
Yeah,
you put yourself in harm's way.
Yeah, like, just but if they just run into you, that's your fault.
Well, no, but if the ball's coming... I was good. So, like, people would run into me as I was passing the ball, and I'd just stand there. I was like, you're out.
God, I can't believe you did that. So, great. So, the bases are great. So, I'm like, all right, great. So, then they get to this one, and you got points for every one you got right. You got full credit if you got two right. You got extra credit if you got three right. And I didn't get it right, but I was okay with it because it wasn't a wheelhouse question.
Okay.
It's an Olympic question.
Great.
Said, okay, now, taking Russia out of it, because Russia is both European and Asia. These three European countries have the most medals of all time in Winter Olympics. What three European countries have the most medals, gold, silver, bronze, all time in Winter Olympic history? I got one of them. I thought for sure I had all three. And then I said, oh, man, I only had one of these. And I just looked around and we go, sorry. But I'm like, I was okay with this. Okay. So Steve says Norway. Okay. Norway's the first guess. Okay. Okay. Norway. Harmon, who do you think is in the top three? Remember, Russia is out of it.
He could have Sweden right there with him.
Could be Sweden.
You can never discount the Germans.
Yeah.
Germany comes to downhill skiing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not when it came to Olympic events.
I will say this. Steve is right. Norway has the most medals by far. Any European country. They have more medals than the United States in the Winter Olympics. Oh, my God. Well, so Norway was number one. Did not get Norway. I did not, because I said something else, and I didn't get it right. But one of the other ones I got right, and the other one I'm like, oh, I would have never said them in a million years. So what are the other two? Norway is one. Who are the other two? It would be, your guess would be Germany, if that was your case. Do you want to guess Germany?
Which is what I said before.
You said a bunch of things. Did you want to say Germany?
I said Germany.
Germany. Yeah. Germany, number two.
Yeah.
So I got Germany. Great. Okay, great. And now the third one, I'm like, oh, man, I would not have said them. No way. Because I'll tell you what I said, but what my other guesses were before, but I would have never had them, and they were number three. Who's the third most medals of any European country? Winter Olympics.
I'm just trying to think of all the different events, right? I mean,
well, there's a lot of skiing, a lot of skating. There's skating and shooting.
One of Mike Harmon's favorite people are from there.
Who's one of Mike Harmon's favorite people?
Well, if I said the name, it would give it away.
I think I know who you're talking about, and it's not the
answer. Is he going to start singing Waterloo again?
That's the answer I said. I had that
one. You just wanted to sing Waterloo.
Yeah.
You had Austria?
No. Oh, I did not have Austria.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay. And, did you look up Austria?
No.
Did you look it up?
He's one of Mike Harmon's favorite people.
He is one of my favorite guys.
Because the answer is Austria.
How about that?
Yeah. I said, okay, Germany, Sweden. I go, Sweden's got to be on there. I said, Germany, Sweden. And then I said, oh, boy. And then they played a song by A-ha. Now, here's where I kind of got talked out of my answer of Norway, is because they played A-ha. And Pam goes, oh, A-ha, it's Finland. And I said, you sure? She goes, yes, A-ha is from Finland. I said, oh, okay. And I said, are you sure they're from Finland? And she goes, yeah. She goes, I'm pretty sure. And I said, okay. So I was like, all right, A-ha is, because I didn't know where A-ha was, because they played Take on Me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, great. So I said, definitely Germany, definitely Sweden. I didn't give any room for Austria. Like, no. And okay, and we'll say Finland then instead of Norway. Okay, great. And then it came out. He says the answers. And so I said, and so I yelled. I go, hey, what was the deal with that clue? And he goes, oh, well, A-ha is from Norway. And I looked at Pam and I said, you were sure. I said I was pretty sure it was either Finland or Norway. I'm like, no, now you're changing things. Now you're changing what you said.
Did you make her sleep on the couch?
Yeah. This is all you. Now it was only a 2-point thing, so it didn't matter.
Yeah.
But that was a big one. I'm like, okay. So I'm like, boy, we missed that. And I'm thinking, we should have had that. We should have had that. It was, I'm with Swartz. I'm like, okay, great. And biffed it. Biffed it, didn't get it right.
It's Winter Olympics, so you got the skiing with the shooting.
Yeah. Skiing, skating, everything.
Austria, pretty good.
None of us even said Austria. We were like, okay, is Czech Republic? Is it? Would they win? No, probably not. I go, the Scandinavian countries are so good. Sweden has to be. Sweden's so good. No, Sweden's like way down. I'm like, Sweden's really disappointing.
It is a small country.
They're disappointing, Sweden. They're so disappointing.
They're the next of countries?
I mean, they had ABBA, and then they didn't have anybody do well.
You know, 50th anniversary of Waterloo and all. Yeah. Wait, it's funny, though. Now we're in Austria and Arnold. The thing that kept going around today, everybody kept adding and OJ was almost considered to be the Terminator. One of the casting people came out, no, I realize that Arnold has made this claim before. It's 100% not true, and I should know. Jim and I never ever considered OJ, not even for a nanosecond. But evidently Lance Henriksen was. How about that?
Oh, he would have been okay. Well, then he played the synthetic man in Aliens.
See, there you have it.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good trivia question, though. I like that.
Played Mumbletypeg the whole time.
The Terminator didn't have a knife, though.
No, he didn't. Well, Lance Henriksen would have, because he did the Mumbletypeg in Aliens, which is pretty cool. And he cut himself. Ooh. That's what you knew. Something was, synthetic man cut himself. No, it's not going to bode well for the survivors of the Nostromo coming up later on. Not going to happen.
I just like the term Nostromo.
Not going to happen.
But yeah, it's good trivia. So how do we do that again?
Yeah. I'll wait. Well, next time we work during the day, we'll do trivia at night, and then we'll get to do it.
How about you put in that request?
No. Hey, listen, any time on Wednesdays, we can work during the day, so we can do trivia on Wednesday night. We can do Wednesday.
Just the daytime thing at all. Would be good.
You know the other big one?
What's that?
That was a big one. Was Tom Hanks has been nominated for 6 Academy Awards in his career.
One, okay.
What were
two,
the 6 movies?
3, 4.
I'll give you some.
Five,
give me 2 seconds to think about this, because coming up
Castaway.
Next, we'll get into Tom Brady and potentially return to the NFL.
Castaway.
But think about that. Okay, that's your answer. Castaway is one of them. 6 movies, and I thought for sure I had all 6. And the guy said, I've done this, you know, the guy goes from bar to bar in Los Angeles, goes, I've done this question a lot. Nobody's ever gotten all 6. I'm like, I got all 6. I know what he was nominated. I got all 6. I got 4. And I would have said, oh, I would have never said he was nominated for that movie. Oh, I would have never said he was nominated for that movie. So I got 4 out of the 6, which I felt pretty
and
good about.
And 2, oh, I never would have thought he'd been nominated for that
two,
movie.
Like but nobody else got it. Because I could tell, like, when he gives the answer, everybody goes, oh, and nobody cheers. Like, oh, they didn't get that
Are
either.
You going to quiz us on this?
Well, if you want to try to figure it out.
Did you say Philadelphia?
I'll give you the answer.
Well, it's Philadelphia and Forrest Gump.
Well, you know, Philadelphia and Forrest Gump, definitively, because he won for both of
those.
All right.
Yeah.
Tyshirt said Castaway, which, yes, that's one of the ones that we
got. It is Big,
yep.
Right?
Yep. I did not get Big. Because I forgot he was nominated Best Actor for
Big.
Right. Stop with that like you knew that. Yeah, that was his first nomination. And I'm like, oh, man, I did not think that at all. And that was one of them that I didn't get. Because there's so many where you go, okay, well, what else? You know, we got Captain Phillips and we have Apollo 13. And you're like, oh, my God, all this stuff. And I'll give you the answer now because the one we're missing is the other one was he was nominated for Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. In 2020.
Was he really?
Mr. Rogers. Which
How
was
about that?
The, you know, which was the pandemic Oscars.
Pandemic
and one
year,
it's
yeah.
Like, oh, wow. So that was the one we missed. And I'm, that
so
was
wait, Philadelphia,
the
Forrest Gump, Big, Castaway, Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. What was the other one?
And Apollo 13.
Oh, okay.
So that was the one we, I'm like, he didn't get nominated for this one and this one and this one, and this, but those are the two.
Well,
he missed.
I mean, he wasn't the captain now.
No,
wait, what about Toy Story?
What happened? Not nominated for Toy Story.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, but the movie was.
Him being nominated. He didn't. That's what
Catch
it was.
Catch me if you can.
Only 6. No, not nominated for that. Not nominated
Hand
for
Ratty.
A League of Their Own.
Really?
Not nominated for so many things. I'm like, he was
Band
nominated
of Brothers?
For that? That was a TV show.
How about You've Got
and
Mail? Was playing
it.
Off Dave Chappelle.
Oh. He produced it. Not in You Got Mail. No Sleepless in
the
Seattle.
The O'Neaters.
He was not nominated for Bachelor Party or Splash. No, none of those movies.
Dragnet.
Dragnet.
He put a snake in his boot and didn't get it nominated?
No. I know. You think you put a snake in your boot. You
that's living on the edge.
I know.
Hanging out with the Virgin Connie Swale.
Man with One Red Shoe.
No, that's a good one.
Jim Belushi
the
and the Man with One Red Shoe.
Yeah, the Burbs.
All the Burbs. Exit Al Fresca. Exit Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. So a little bit of fun right there. There's your trivia questions. Take them and use them as you see fit. But coming up next, the chances of Tom Brady coming back to the NFL before today was at 0. Now, they're at least at 50% after what he said on a podcast. Wait a minute. What? Yes. Any name teams? That's next right here. You'll hear it. Jason and Mike, this is Fox. Really? We don't get Ooh La La? I mentioned Ooh La La. The faces. I don't get that.
I'm still trying to figure out how he only has one red shoe.
He does. That's the whole point.
So oh.
They had to find a red shoe in
Did
the movie.
They?
Yeah, yeah. A guy had one red shoe. They had to find the other red shoe.
Huh.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our 2-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising.
Perfect.
And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Get your podcasts.
Best cranberry song ever, Jason.
Fox Sports Radio. Hi. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. We have the latest on Tom Brady coming up in a couple of minutes, but this bit of big news coming in. Kentucky looks like they have zeroed in on who is going to replace John Calipari. According to Pete Thamel, Jeff Borzello of ESPN, they are nearing a five-year deal with former Kentucky player Mark Pope.
That's right.
Who was head coach, up until now, of BYU.
Hey, he's a champion.
In fact, if you go to his...
Who says you can't go home again?
If you go to his Twitter page, he's already the head coach of Kentucky.
Well, yeah.
Yes, when did he win? 1996. Who'd they beat? Syracuse. Right. So, Mark Pope is now going to be Kentucky's new head coach. And you know, I hate to say I told you so.
You
I hate
don't,
to do
though.
It. But I don't, especially here, because this is a day in which we saw Scott Drew say, no, I'm staying at Baylor instead. And then Kentucky reportedly reached out. Danny Hurley said no. How do you not reach out to Danny Hurley first? I mean, come on. The guy just won two back-to-back titles. He's like the third guy you call.
Are you sure they hadn't reached out earlier?
He talked about
better?
It. He talked about it Monday night after they won the title. You call him the next day.
Did they not get a hold of his wife? Because he said to call the wife.
That's just this whole coaching search was run so horribly by Kentucky. Yeah. I can't even tell you. I know I would run a better search. First of all, you don't ask the guy that just won back-to-back national titles, like the third guy in line, going, "Hey, do you want to come to Kentucky?" He's going to tell you to take off. Of course, that's what Danny Hurley's going to say.
Well, but I think you got a list, and you say, well, "Did anybody call him?" It's like, well, we just assumed he wasn't going to come. He said he wasn't coming. It's like, well, you got to at least call him. We got to close the loop.
But if you're already being told no, if you get told no by by Danny Hurley, okay, I get it. The guy just won two titles. He's staying. You can get told no by one guy. That's the guy. Everybody else, you look awful. And this was an awful way to run it. And Mitch Barner, who's the AD from Kentucky, completely butchered this from the beginning. I know I could run a better way to go, because here's a deal with Calipari. You know that if you are Kentucky, Kentucky Nation, they were ready to have him go. We know this because when the story broke Sunday night that he was talking to Arkansas, there was no resistance. There was nothing from Kentucky saying, hey, well, we want to keep you. We think you're our guy. We're going to go forward. No. You know they were ready to let him go.
Well, we had one writer that came up and said, well, he came back with a number, and they basically said, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
See ya.
Let me just say this, just before we get into it. Just understand, let this sink in before I get to my I told you so point. You didn't like Calipari anymore, who won a national title, has been to Final Fours, and is still winning in the SEC. You don't like him, but a guy who's a head coach who's never won an NCAA tournament game is your guy.
But he's their guy.
Think about that. Let that sink
in. He's coming home.
Calipari's not your guy.
You can use that song.
But a guy who's never won the Jennifer Nettles and Bon Jovi version.
Well, you can either do that version or the
that's the better version.
Coming home.
No, that's overplayed. Now, the Jennifer Nettles, Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
So remember, Calipari's not your guy. But more, again, a guy that's never won an NCAA tournament game as a coach, he's your guy.
Well, he's never lost more than 15 games in a season while at BYU.
Look, this is how programs go from elite to circling the drain. Not that Mark Pope's not a good coach. He's a culture builder, and I'm sure he'll build a great culture at Kentucky. It's what he's getting a lot of credit for at BYU. But you're about Final Fours. I was told what was going on now was not right. This was not good. Two straight losses to a team that's a lower seed, even though we're winning and still going far in the tournament up until the last couple of years. And this is the guy you wind up with? This is what I meant when I said, if you're okay with saying goodbye to John Calipari, who's the guy coming in that's going to be better? Who's going to continue to win in the SEC and get you to Final Fours? Tell me the guy that's out there and go get him if he's there. And what happened? They couldn't. There was nobody out there because the people said no. So now they're stuck with Mark Pope, who, well, he's a guy that would say yes. Because all the other guys they wanted to all said no. When you're Kentucky and you are the number one school in the country, when you let a guy go, you know who your next guy is. Right, you know who your next guy is. Or, hey, if it's one of two guys, all right, if Danny Hurley says no, this is our guy. This is how you conduct a search. How they did it here was so ham-handed, and it looked like they were reactionary. They thought anybody we want to will come coach, and now none of them did. So this is how you wind up with Mark Pope. Because because Calipari's not your guy, but no, we know somebody that's going to get us further. How do you think suddenly going to a guy that's not done that is going to get you further? This is how programs go from, hey, every year we're at the top of our conference, we're a big tournament threat too, we're 18-14, and we may be getting into the NIT. We're 16-13. This is how it happens to Kentucky. We've seen it happen to Kentucky before. This is how it goes. When this is how you conduct your coaching search, this is what you wind up having. Not saying that Mark Pope is definitely going to fail, but you're going from Calipari to Mark Pope and thinking, hey, our program's heading in the right direction. Are you kidding me?
Well, the curiosity I have is some of the statements made from Calipari talking about NIL and the systems and structures at Kentucky, talking about having to do a lot of it himself. And it goes to something we talked about the other day as this story started swirling was, well, how much is you're going back to the well saying we need to change how we do business and I need you to commit to XYZ versus you just didn't have the infrastructure, right? It was one of my main criticisms, I think, of your school and of my school, that in this new day and age where you've got media types, actors, politicians, all these folks of great influence, and let's face it, some cash reserves, that the schools were slow to adopt the new policies and procedures and potential first mover advantages. And maybe Kentucky the same way didn't activate the same way, because Calipari had a fine running engine, mm-hmm. right, for all those years, and then the rules of engagement change. So does Pope necessarily get the same buy-in, or has he got to build that essentially from scratch? Because if you're to believe what Calipari said in his exit, there was nothing there.
Yeah.
So he's starting from day one, which, if that's the case, good luck. I mean, you're running from 40 yards behind.
I warned you. I told when you're going to get rid of a guy, make sure the guy coming in is good. And there was nobody out there. But still, no, we got to push on. We got to move on.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Michelin tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Michelin test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit ExpressPros.com, ExpressPros.com today.
Bring back Rick.
Telling you, man. So earlier today, I would have told you, well, the odds of Tom Brady returning to the NFL this season are zero. It's not going to happen. He's done. Everything's moving on. He's going to be on with Fox. Yeah, but then Brady goes on a podcast called The Deep Cut. He's getting a haircut from a dude who asks him a question about, hey, Tom, so if a team called you at some point this season, would you come back? I'm expecting Brady to go, no, I'm done. It's been a while. I'm retired. Yeah, yeah. No, but instead, this was Tom Brady's response.
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots,
somebody,
Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down. Would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
All right, I wouldn't be opposed to it. Now, the team that was brought up before was a team like San Francisco. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so San Francisco, he name drops New England, the Raiders. First things first. Is
New England. Bill Belichick's not there anymore.
Yeah, I'm
hey, Bobby,
back.
I'm ready to come back.
Blank you, man. I'm coming home. I'm coming home. There you go. There's your song. It's interesting that he mentions Jordan because clearly Brady's got the same issue that Michael Jordan does. Great competitors, sometimes this happens to them. How do you find the satisfaction in retirement that you once got on the field of play? And that was Jordan's whole thing. He retired, he unretired, he retired, he unretired, he retired again, right? Couldn't find that jolt that was going to sustain him once his playing days were over. The competitiveness of Jordan, the legendary competitiveness, tried to do it as a front office member, as an owner, just hasn't happened for him. Same thing with Brady. Brady's retired, he's come back. He retired. Now he's talking about coming back again. Because Brady should shut the door. If he's done, I'm done. But if a team called me, I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Except the Jets.
32 teams. Okay, 31 teams now know if we're in dire straits, if we're a good team near the end of the season, we have a quarterback injury, and let's face it, what, 62 quarterbacks started last year, different quarterbacks? There's going to be teams that are good playoff hunt, playoff teams that are going to need a quarterback because somebody gets hurt, and now they know I can go call Tom Brady. The chances of him coming back to the NFL have jumped from zero to at least 50%. And now, is he someone that's going to play a whole season? No, it doesn't seem like he's like that. He wants to be the point where, hey, I'll play a little bit now at the end when I can. Like the whole 18 game, the rigors of the whole season, no. But I know watching Joe Flacco come off his couch last year and throw the Browns into the playoffs and play pretty well, I can do that.
But we saw that with other quarterbacks, right? Even a guy like Josh Dobbs had a flash for a couple of games.
Brady, Brady's probably thinking, if that mother blanker can do it, I can do it. Yeah, I can come off the couch and do that.
Sure. You know, blank that guy.
You're going to go there. You're going to go with this mother blanker. So, you know, he knows I can do it. And now it's okay. If it happens, great. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But if it could happen this year, could happen next year. I can always throw the football. Look, he's someone that's always, he said, I'm always going to keep myself in shape. If you're a quarterback, kicker, punter, you can come off your couch and go contribute. We saw, like I said, we saw it all last year. Josh Dobbs went to a new team, didn't know anybody's name, threw the Vikings to a victory, right? Joe Flacco on his couch, didn't play at all. No practice, no training camp, no nothing. Yeah, I can still throw the ball. And look at where he is. Look at where he was. Look how well he played with that Cleveland Browns team. He's thinking, I can do that. Now, it's got to be a case of playoff team, chance to play in January, because he's not going to come back and say, hey, maybe I'll throw this team into the playoffs, because those are days that probably are over for him. But hey, team coming back, I can get, we're a playoff team and I can be playing in January. Oh yeah, someone's going to call him. Sure. Someone is going to call
him. Good space, good offensive line. Go step right in. Back-to-back years, we had over 60 quarterback start. And I guarantee you, part of the genesis of that question is doing the research for Fox and going through and doing rehearsal games and snippets and react and tape watching, which we'd seen him do a lot during the course of the last year as well. But as you do that a bit more, you realize, wait, I'm still better than how many guys would you say the last time you saw Brady on a field are truly better than that version that we saw of him? 10?
Yeah.
12,
yeah.
Maybe? And then guys on, you know, one random Sunday once a month. Otherwise, the quarterbacking position drops off precipitously pretty early.
Now, how good would he be if he did come back? I think the answer might surprise you.
Super Bowl. Super Bowl.
That's next right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox Sports Radio. I spent 20 years trying to get the Mets to win a game.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios, where a huge bombshell dropped today because, really, Tom Brady went from there's no chance he's coming back to the NFL to at least 50%. If someone calls him, he'll return.
It's straight out of WrestleMania. I'm back.
He does the Deep Cut podcast today while getting a haircut.
I like when you called it the Final Cut podcast. Final cut. Listening to Roger Waters sing about war again.
Listen, here's the Final Cut, and we're going to do this. And he gives this answer when he is asked about would he come back to play if a team called him at some point this season.
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots,
somebody,
Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down. Would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Unless it's the Jets, blank them.
Oh, no, you kidding?
No, that would have been fun if he'd said that. I still have problems with Woody Johnson, and I'm not following that guy.
And never,
he did say that.
And never the Jets. I know he's saying, and never the Jets. Yeah, if he was done, he would have said it. he wants to keep that door open because he has trouble with retiring still, right?
We talked about that a few minutes ago. Not have people talking about him.
Right. Well, let's say if he was done.
That's part of the equation.
If he was done, he's doing games for Fox this fall, and he's going to want to. Yeah. And look, there's no way he wants to play a whole season. There's no way.
No.
He doesn't want to come and train. He's at the point where Roger Clemens was late in his career where it was, hey, I really want to play like a third of the season. Want to come back sometime in the summer, pitch in September, and in the playoffs. That's what I want to do. And the lucky few are able to do that because you have that much cachet and they know you can get it done. Now, Brady will have been away from the NFL for almost 2 years if he does come back. But here's the thing. If Brady comes back, he'd be fine. He would be very much like Joe Flacco was last year with the Browns, maybe a little bit better.
Better touchdown to interception ratio.
Yeah, sure. He's not going to turn the ball. Yeah, certainly he's not going to turn the ball over a lot. But when you're a quarterback and certain positions, it's easier to come back and play at a high level, even if you haven't been doing NFL training, especially Brady's been doing it for 22 years. Like certain, if you were a defensive back or a wide receiver, running back, there's being in shape and there's being in NFL shape, and it takes a while to get back to it. But as we've seen, quarterbacks, kickers, punters, hey, they go from their couch onto the field, very short amount of time, they can do it. If Brady came back, he would be a little bit better version of Flacco because he was a better quarterback than Flacco. He is a little bit older, but still, he was playing at a really high level even when he retired. And as long as he's on a good team, which he would be, he would handpick his team with a great offensive line. Yeah, I'll come back and play. He'll come back for the Patriots. If the Patriots are good and suddenly things are great and Gerard Mayo's back, hey, man, I'll come back and play. But they have to be good and they have to be going to the playoffs. They can't be a team that, hey, if you come play for us, maybe we'll make the playoffs. This has to be something that is late November, Thanksgiving-ish, where, hey, we're going to the playoffs. Even if you take a couple of weeks to get back in shape and we lose a couple of games, we're still going to the postseason. And he would do that in a second, and he would be just fine. I'd want him. If something happened to Aaron Rodgers again, hey, go get 100%. Tom Brady. Go get Tom Brady. Why not? I know he's better than saying, well, let's turn to a guy who's third string, never gotten it done. No, 100%. I am all for getting Tom Brady.
If Caleb's no good and the Bears are in the playoff mix, he can go learn behind the master. Tom Brady, Bears. How about that?
And I think,
see how I just turned this whole thing on its head.
No, but and that's the thing. I don't think there's any team he would say no to as long as they are a Super Bowl threat.
But
there's no team he would say no to.
But legitimately, if you go back and if you're Tom Brady and you're watching this and you're prepped for Fox and just because you're a football junkie, how many quarterbacks could you really? And this is him being honest with himself. Would he put up on the whiteboard that he knows are better than he is right now?
He would probably, in his reality, he would probably say there's two or three guys.
Herbert,
but,
Mahomes.
But in actual reality, there's probably 10 to 12
guys. Say it's 10. That's still two-thirds of the league you're better at.
Oh, yeah. Well, look.
46.
Take the Browns, for example. Like, okay, he's coming in better than anybody the Browns had last year after they went from Watts. They went, I think Brian Sipe played a few downs
for them last year. What, they have four guys?
Yeah.
DTR and everybody else?
I mean, you're talking about each year over 60 quarterbacks wind up starting in the NFL because people get hurt. There will be at least one or two teams in that situation down the stretch.
Jets.
But that's the key, is that they have to be Super Bowl threats.
Cowboys,
he would come easily. He'd come back. Are you kidding? Easily, he'd come back and play for the Cowboys. As long as, and here's the only caveat, hey, is this an offensive line that's going to keep me upright? As long as the offensive line is intact and it's good and I can stay upright and make throws, great, I'll do it. But is he going to come back for a team? Like, let's just say it's the Ravens and Lamar Jackson's hurt, a couple injuries on the offensive line. Hey, Lamar Jackson would run out of trouble, a lot of design runs. Like, is that an offense he would go back into? Is that made for, even if the Ravens are 13-2 at some point? Yeah, I don't know. So it's got to be the right situation. There's going to be that situation. And as long as he can stay in the pocket and throw, yeah, 100%, man.
NFL draft 2 weeks from tonight, and we've got Brady talk. Come on, let's go. How great is this?
Yeah, like I said, Jets, anybody.
I avoided mostly for 4 hours Knicks and Mets talk.
Oh,
Good job, Frostburg. Good job, Teichert.
It's been a big night for both of us.
Way to go,
man.
Squad.
I mean, the Mets had that huge win over the, we won a series against the Braves and the Knicks. Look at the Knicks, man. blowing the crap out of the Celtics. We're going to the finals.
They're 13 games ahead of everybody.
Doesn't matter.
They really care.
They've lost three games at home all year. Make it four now. Knicks, four is up. Knicks. Go, New York. Go, New York. Go. Go, New York. Go, New York.
So you're going to go watch the Schwimmer bio thing off the OJ trial or what?
No, I'm not going to go back and watch that again. No, I'm not
gonna, oh, you've not actually watched the whole
watch
thing.
Watch it again. I watched it when it came out. Wow. I thought, oh, it's pretty cool. Okay, I don't need to see it again.
Yeah, we're officially done with OJ. Yeah. He's dead.
Just like Wonder Woman. Remember when you asked about Wonder Woman 2, what'd you think? And I said, I don't think I'll see it again. And it's kind of, I saw it once.
I felt about that myself.
Yeah, I saw it. Okay, we said, I don't think I'll watch it
even
again.
Even though it had OJ. Pedro Pascal, I was out.
I think that's the only time. Yeah. Exit out by DeFresca. Exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, my buddy Ben Maller. This is Fox Sports Radio. Knicks, yo.
Stop it.
Knicks and Mets, yo.
You're going to get hurt again.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL Schedule Release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule-release to learn more.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.